الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد باب الإنفاق مما يحب ومن الجيد قال الله تعالى لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد. Chapter 37 of the book Riyad al-Salihin, titled Al-Infaq Mimma Yuhib, spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the wealth that is beloved to you, wa min al-jayyid, and from the best of your wealth. Imam An-Nawawi rahmahullah begins the chapter by quoting two ayat from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. The first one is the ayah from Surah Ali Imran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرُ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You can never achieve or attain righteousness until or unless you spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that which is beloved to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believed, أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم. Spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the purest of what you have earned. ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض, and from what we have brought forth for you from the earth, meaning from your wealth. ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه. And never aim at something that is useless, something that has no value, that you spend in the way of Allah. When it comes to spending in the way of Allah, don't give away in charity something that is not of any benefit to you, something that is useless for you. وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِي, Allah says, it is so useless that you yourself would not accept it, illa an tughmidu fi, unless you turn blind eyes on that. Meaning, you will not be willing to accept it. But when it comes to giving out in charity, why do you give something that is not of any benefit, something that is not of good quality? Wa'alamu, and remember and know, anna Allah ghaniyun hamid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not dependent. He is independent. He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not in need of your wealth. He is not in need of your charity. Hamid, and he is always praised. He is praiseworthy. And then Imam An-Nawawi rahmahullah quoted only one hadith in this chapter. The hadith is directly related to this ayah of Surah Ali Imran. A hadith is narrated by Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an, who says, Kana Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala an akthar al-ansari bil-madinati malan min nakhl. Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the richest amongst the Ansar within the people of Medina. And he had wealth in the form of palm trees. He had many farms of palm trees within Medina, and he was the one who had the most of those palm trees, and he was the one who had the most of the farms within Medina. So he was the richest amongst the Ansar. وَكَانَ أَحَبُّ أَمْوَالِهِ إِلَيْهِ بَيْرَحَا, and the most beloved of his wealth, of all of the farms that he owned, was a particular farm that was known as Bayraha. وكانت مستقبلة المسجد. And that farm was right opposite the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخلها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم often used to go into that farm ويشرب من ماء فيها طيب. And there used to be a sweet drinking water, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to enjoy that water in that farm. قال أنس, أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه says, فلما نزلت هذه الآية, when this ayah was revealed, in which Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You cannot attain piety and righteousness until or unless you spend from what that is beloved to you. When this ayah was revealed, Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala, when he heard this ayah, qama Abu Talha, straight away, as soon as he heard this ayah, he stood up. And he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulallah, inna Allah ta'ala anzala alayk, O Messenger of Allah, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon you this ayah, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَإِنَّ أَحَبَّ مَالِي إِلَيَّ بَيْرَهَا. And the most beloved of my wealth to me is this particular farm, Bayraha. وَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَةٌ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. And I have given all, the whole complete farm as sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أرجو برها وذخرها عند الله تعالى. And I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts my intention and he accepts my this good deed. وذخرها, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves it for me with him on the day of judgment. فضعها يا رسول الله حيث أراك الله. So Messenger of Allah, accept this charity from me and spend and utilize it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you. Meaning wherever you think it is best, so you can use it. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ said, بَخِن بَخِن ذَاكَ مَالٌ رَابِحٌ ذَاكَ مَالٌ رَابِحٌ. The Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ said, well done Abu Talha. This is very profiting wealth and the mal that you have given in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ مَا قُلْتْ. I have heard what you have said. I have heard what you have said. What did he say? O Messenger of Allah, utilize it wherever you want. وَإِنِّي أَرَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَهَا فِي الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Because you left it to my discretion, and I think that you should spend this well, this whole farm of palm trees, amongst your own relatives. فقال أبو طلحة أفعل يا رسول الله. أبو طلحة رضي الله تعالى عن, he said, I will do that, O Messenger of Allah. فقسمها أبو طلحة في أقاربه. Then أبو طلحة رضي الله تعالى عن, he distributed the whole farm or the palm trees amongst his relatives وبني عمه, and particularly his cousins. And this hadith is collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Abu Dawood and Imam Muslim رحمهم الله. There are many, many lessons in this hadith. So many lessons, subhanAllah. If we start from the beginning of this hadith, the first one is just to know that Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the stepfather of Anas radiyallahu ta'ala. So he was the husband of Anas' mother. So Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala, because his own father had passed away, and his mother, she married Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala from amongst Ansar. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala is from amongst Ansar, and one of those companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who narrated most of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are only few of them who are known as Mukthirin min as-Sahaba, those who narrated so many hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst them was Anas. And I'm sure you all know that Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was not an old man, rather he was a child. He was only 10 years old when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina al-Munawwara, which means that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the dunya, Anas radiyallahu ta'ala was only 20 years old. But by spending time with the and spending time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and observing his sunnahs, he reported so many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as well, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua for Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. O Allah, grant baraka in the wealth and Allahumma barik lahu fi malihi wa waladi. O Allah, grant Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu baraka and blessing in his wealth and his children. Then, if you study the seerah of or the biography of Anas radiyallahu ta'ala, you'll come to know that he was so rich, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolonged his life that he was over 100 years old. And he himself says, obviously he had a long life, and he had children, so many children, and then grandchildren, and he used to say that so many of my grandchildren have already passed away. And one of the narration says that he said, I have buried amongst so many of my grandchildren 60 of them. 60 of them I have already buried. You can imagine how many were alive. So this was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyway, Anas radiyallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator of this hadith, and he says, Abu Talha, his stepfather, was the richest amongst the people of Medina, amongst Ansar. And he had so many farms of palm trees within Medina. And one of his farms was right opposite the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to often visit it. So the first lesson we learn from this hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had very close relationship with his companions, Ridwanullahi alaihim ajma'in. That sometime he would visit them in their farms when they would invite him, and sometime without him sallallahu alaihi wasallam being invited. And this type of relationship is very, very crucially important between someone who is considered as the leader of the community, of the imam, or someone who is respected within the community, to have with the people around him, rather than being someone who is always, you know, reserved, someone who does not mix with people. This was not the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go and visit this particular farm. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala says, when Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala who heard this ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You can never attain piety and righteousness unless you spend in the way of Allah from that which you love the most. Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala, he understood the ayah and he wanted to act upon it straight away without any delay. And this is only one of the many examples we find within the seerah of the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, that whenever they would hear anything from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would rush and they would compete one another in acting upon the commandment of Allah and the commandment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised such believers in the Quran when he says, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. The statement of the true believers is that whenever they are called to Allah and His Messenger, they say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We heard and we obeyed. And this is the true iman, and this is the true essence of iman. And by, if you have this attitude towards the Quran and the Sunnah and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can find the sweetness of iman and belief within your heart, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has confirmed it in his Hadith, that one of the signs of feeling the sweetness of iman and belief within your heart is that whenever you hear the order and the commandment of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you don't delay. You don't delay and you don't find the ways around, you know, and you don't go into the depth of finding what is the explanation of this, that is mean this or that. No, rather act upon it straight away. So here, for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, did Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, does Allah mean, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to zakah? Because this is something that obligatory upon every Muslim. Not every Muslim, every Muslim, the one who has enough wealth. So as we have that kind of mindset that we need to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only zakah. When it comes to charity, we are so reserved and we give, you know, a little bit. That is why many of us, we try to give and pay our zakah in the month of Ramadan. Even when it comes to so many charities, helping the poor and needy and orphans and or doing so many other charitable projects, we always try to distribute our zakah over so many projects. And even sometimes we ask, you know, can I give my zakah to my relative? Can I give zakah? Can I distribute my zakah amongst these so many people? What about sadaqah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna fil mali lahaqqan siwa zakah." In the wealth of a believer, there is right other than zakah as well. Which is what? The voluntary charity. So a believer is the one who does not restrict himself to zakah only, rather he gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant in this ayah. When it comes to zakah, we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to instruct those who used to go out to collect zakah from people, he used to instruct them, وَإِيَّاكَ وَكَرَائِمَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, beware of the best of their wealth. Meaning, when it comes to collect the zakah, don't aim at the best of their wealth. Rather, take something average. But when we read this ayah, in this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you cannot attain piety until you spend in the way of Allah what is most beloved to you, which is a clear indication, then it is clear indication that this ayah refers to voluntary charity, not zakah. That is why Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala, when he heard this ayah, he did not have a second thought with regards to his wealth or this particular farm, thinking that what if I give all of my farm in the way of Allah, then what about zakah? He could have thought that, you know, this is the farm that I give zakah from this wealth every year. So it is better to keep it. To keep it so that I can continue helping the poor and needy every single year. No. He understood the ayah straight away and he decided and he declared it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, inna ahabba mali ilayya bayraha. The most beloved of my wealth to me is this particular farm, Bayraha, wa innaha sadaqatun lillah. And I declare it as a charity and sadaqah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this also shows the obedience of the companions, Ridwanullahi al-Mijma'in, to the commandment of Allah and the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, they shows their readiness for acting upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as he said, this is only one example. There are so many other examples in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the seerah of the companions, Ridwanullahi al-Mijma'in, that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them, they acted upon it straight away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, Al-mu'minu kal-jamal al-anif in qida in qad wa in istaniikh anakh. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the example of a believer is like a camel, that whenever even a child pull the rein of the camel, it start walking. And when it is ordered to stop, it stops. This is the attitude, this is true iman that is required from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to improve our iman and to reach that level of iman, that whenever we hear the commandment of Allah and from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we straight away act upon it. And we do not try to find excuses or lame excuses. And then the next lesson that we learn from this hadith is that when Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he wanted to give in charity, he declared it in front of everyone before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that other people also heard. And it is in accordance with the ayat of the Quran. There is no harm in giving charity. If you have giving charity publicly and openly, if your intention is to encourage others, so that others are also encouraged when they see your act and your readiness acting upon the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala did this. Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who spend their wealth at night, and usually at night is something that is hidden, والنهار, and during the day when it is open. And then Allah says, سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secretly and openly, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّاهِ. If you declare and you give your charity openly, it is good for you. This is the ayah of the Quran. وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And if you conceal it and hide it and give to the poor, then it is even better. Which means that it varies and depends on your situation. Sometimes there is need to give charity publicly, openly. For example, if there is any disaster, if there is any flood or earthquake, then it's no point giving charity secretly. Rather, you should give publicly so you encourage other people to help those who are victims. So this is what Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala did here. Another lesson that we learn from this hadith is that Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he gave in charity, he declared his intention as well. And this is also a lesson that it is permissible for you that when you give in charity, you say, I give for the sake of Allah, and I ask Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save this charity for me for the day of judgment. And this is what Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala did. He said, Arju wa innaha sadaqatun lillah, arju birraha wa dhukhraha inda Allah. I do not intend to gain any fame or any showing off from giving this charity. Rather, I'm doing this for the sake of Allah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards me for this. And then next thing is that he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ضعها يا رسول الله حيث أراك الله. O Messenger of Allah, spend it and utilize it wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you. Meaning, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, you can spend it. And he trusted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was the most trustworthy. So Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala gave to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first and foremost, he said, Bakhin dhaka malun rabi. He said, well done, Abu Talha. So good. And this is very profiting wealth. So the lesson here is that if one of us is collecting charity for the sake of Allah, if you are encouraging people to give in the way of Allah, to give in charity, and whoever gives whatever they give, you should thank them and should praise them and should encourage them and should appreciate the efforts. Regardless of whatever they have given, whether it's small or big, whatever they have given, you should appreciate. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appreciated the action of Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, ذَاكَ مَالٌ رَابِ. This is a wealth that is very, very beneficial for you. Why it is beneficial? Although he lost one whole farm of palm trees, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is a real profit. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, يَقُولُ الْعَبْدُ مَالِي مَالِي. The servant of Allah always says, my wealth, my wealth. This is my property, this is my property, this is my car, this is my house, this is my business, this is all of my wealth, my wealth, my wealth. وَإِنَّمَا لَهُ مِن مَالِهِ. In reality, what actually belongs to him from his wealth is whatever, first and foremost, he has consumed, whatever he has eaten or drunk. This is it, because he has gone into his body. This is what actually belongs to him. And secondly, whatever clothing he has covered his body with, this is his wealth, because he's really benefiting from it. And thirdly, whatever he gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has saved it for the next life. And other than these three, whatever he possesses, it is not his. And it is a reality. Your car, when you die, you're not going to take your car into your grave. Your house, you're not going to take your house into your grave. Your business, your shop, whatever you have. Your money, you can't take it with you in your grave. So your actual wealth is what you give in the way of Allah, and you save it for the next life. As for the rest of the wealth, that is, you are doing it, you are accumulating it for your children, for your relatives, for your heirs. You are leaving for them. That is why we need to focus on our next life, on the akhirah, on the hereafter. Every one of us, we need to question ourselves. Out of my wealth, how much of my wealth I have saved for the next life? How much of my wealth I have given in the way of Allah, so that is saved for myself, that is going to benefit me? And other than that, whatever you leave behind, it is going to be for others, for your heirs, that they are going to distribute amongst themselves. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Dha kamalun rabih." This wealth of you is very profiting. Why is it profiting? Because you have saved it for next life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Man dhalladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasanan fayudha'ifahu lahu adha'afan kathira." Who amongst you is willing to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a goodly loan, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can return it to you many folds? So this is not only 100% profit, and even better, it can go up to 700, it can go up to 7,000, depending on your intention and your taqwa and your piety. So that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dhaka malun rabih." And then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Waqad sami'tu ma qult." I have heard what you have said. You have told me, you have asked me to utilize and distribute this wealth amongst the poor and needy. I accept that. But I think that you should distribute it amongst your relatives. Here we learn another two lessons. The first one is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not say, okay, leave that charity for me. Whenever I find an opportunity, I will give out. Whenever someone poor and needy comes to me, then I can give it out. No. Rather, the way Abu Talha acted promptly and quickly, the same way the Prophet ﷺ wanted his wealth to be distributed. Because he wanted reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was no point to keep it. And this is a great lesson for those who work in the charity sector, that when you collect the charity, you try to spend it as quick as possible. This is the first thing that we learn from this. This is one of those lessons. Another one is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, being a prophet, being a leader of the community, he was fully aware of the affairs of the people, of their situations. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew the financial situation of the relatives of Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam straight away he said, I think you should distribute it amongst your own relatives. It shows that although Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala himself, he was rich, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not assume that because Abu Talha is rich and rest of his relatives are also rich, as we sometimes you. If you find someone rich, you think, you know, if he is rich, then his whole family, all of his tribe and all of his brother, everyone is going to be rich. No, this is not the case. Sometimes you find a person who is so rich and his own siblings are poor and they are in need of zakah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was aware of the people of Medina. He was aware of the situation and financial situation of the people of Medina, Ansar and Muhajirin, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. And the next lesson we learn from this hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam straight away said to Abu Talha that my opinion is that you should distribute it amongst your relatives, which is an evidence that sadaqah, when it comes to giving sadaqah, when it comes to giving zakah, those who deserve your charity the most are your own relatives. So there is no need to ask this question that my brother who is independent, he's poor, he's in need of help, can I help him? Can I give him zakah? My nephew, my niece, my cousins, my uncle, my aunt, someone from amongst my relatives, they are poor, they are in need of financial help, can I help them? Yes, definitely you can. A companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, O Messenger of Allah, can I give my zakah, my charity, my sadaqah to my relatives? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Laka ajran. In fact, you will get double reward. If you give to someone who is not your relative, you may get only one reward. But if you give to your relative, you will get double reward. The reward of charity as well as the reward of strengthening the ties of the kinship. You will get double reward. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala acted so promptly upon the commandment of Allah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed this action of Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Abu Talha gave the best of his wealth, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted him to spend his charity and his wealth in a best way. And the best way was to distribute it amongst his own relatives. That is why Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala, he did not ask the question, my Messenger of Allah, is it permissible for me to give to my relative the charity? Yeah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and Abu Talha again, he straight away, he acted upon the hukm and the amr and the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَقَسَّمَهَا أَبُو طَلْحَى فِي أَقَارِبِهِ وَبَنِي عَمِّي. So Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala, he distributed it amongst his relatives and amongst his cousins. So the whole point of this hadith is that we should try our best to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the best of our wealth. From the best of our wealth, something that is most beloved to us, not something that is not of any use for you. And now you say, okay, let's give in charity. When it comes to giving the clothing in the way of Allah, you say, okay, you know, I have worn this soap for so many years, so now I'm fed up, let me give in the charity in the way of Allah. Yeah, you can do so rather than throwing away, you can do so, but this should not be the case all the time. Rather, if you give, as some of the Salaf have said, whenever you give from the wealth that you already have benefited from, if you give such type of wealth in charity, you should give something new as well along with this. So to show that you do not have that attachment with the dunya. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, another beloved companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, someone who was known with excessive love for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he was so pious that it is mentioned in his seerah that whenever he loved anything from his wealth, he would give in charity straight away, acting upon this ayah of the Quran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مَّا تُحِبُّونَ. And he used to also say that I do not want this wealth to take any place within my heart. So that is why I want to give it away in the way of Allah, so that it is saved for my next life and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to give this type of charity in His way. And whatever we spend by the tawfiq of Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. Innahu sami'un qarib mujib. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.